All right, so this is a fun little thought experiment.
Ooh.
Okay. This is a funny one. And you can be as mean as you want, because that's the whole point of it. What would you take into the past to blow the mind of a small Victorian child?
A nuke.
You might have to cut that, Jake. I just blew up my microphone. I was not expecting that.
I think Mark understood the assignment.
He was like, I did it.
Way too literally, I guess.
Just watch this.
Keep your eye on the birdie.
I would bring them a streaming device that has just nothing but Cocoa Melon.
Cocoa Melon? Oh my god, yeah.
I was going to say Switch with Fortnite on it.
Oh my god. Just ruin their lives.
Yep. Oh. Single-handedly destroyed humanity.
They go, hey, can I have more of that stimulation, please?
you know,
I want to see the ladybugs again.
No, I can't sweep chimneys. I'm a sweaty gamer now. I have to fight all these noobs because they're dog water.
Sorry, father. I've been introduced to Twitch. I cannot help you on the farm today.
Chat, should I go outside and help my father?
He says he'll beat me if I do.
Big L's in chat today, Dad. Sorry.
Bet.
Actually, a fun one that I think we could, like, just destroy their little minds would be, like, Warhead candies or, like, any of the candies that we have nowadays that
yeah.
are just
overstimulation.
I think if you gave a small medieval European child a Warhead, I probably would kill them.
What's this? And then they eat it and they're like, it's so sour. Oh, no.
It burns my mouth. Is that a hole in my intestines? All I've eaten for 6 years are beans. Use chemicals, kid.
He did specifically say Victorian, which is like mid-1800s and early 1900s. So,
yeah.
I still think Warhead, like any of the candy, like...
They might have had things like Warheads back then. It just would have been, like, toxic.
Oh, crap. Mm. They probably... I mean, they could just...
That was the Industrial Revolution. They were making all kinds of crazy shit.
They chewed whale blubber for fun. I kind of doubt they had Warheads.
Yeah, but they did have cocaine in their medicine.
There
so.
You go.
The Warhead candy was invented in Taiwan in 1975 and was imported to the United States in 1993.
Oh.
They weirdly knew the white people would want it.
I knew at least one person that destroyed their taste buds with those.
Really?
By just taking a mouthful of them and just...
Oh, God.
He's like, yeah, he was like, oh, I'm almost immune to sour stuff now.
Oh, no.
Because he's like, yeah, as a kid, like, you know, there's the challenge of Warheads and stuff in this. So they just took like a handful and just put them in their mouth and they suffered through it and got through it. And then are like, my taste buds are all weird now.
Whoa. So never be able to detect under-extracted espresso then.
Mm. He doesn't drink coffee anyway.
What?
So.
Yeah, if you under-extract the coffee grounds in espresso, it produces a sour taste. And if you over-extract, it produces an overly bitter taste.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you learn something new every day, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee facts.
Coffee facts.
I just know that my Keurig works.
Well, yeah, it's all pre-portioned, pre-ground, you know? But when you go into that manual grind life, that's where I'm at. I'm in the grind set. The coffee
See John,
grind
the
set.
Filthy peasant over there with a Keurig.
Seriously.
Hey, man, I can hook you up with a pretty slick espresso setup that'll cost you under $500, which is unheard
great.
Of.
I never drink espresso.
Well, that's because you've never had my espresso.
Oh, my God.
You could be right, but I doubt it.
Espresso is definitely where it's at, though. Like, that's
I think that's what I'd give the Victorian child. I would give them my espresso.
Just give some espresso. Here you go, kid. Have
then,
fun.
They'd live a life of regret because they'd be forever chasing that dragon.
Yeah.
They'd be like, my bones are vibrating. Is this normal?
I really want to conquer the world.
Well, Tim, they had espresso back then. Sorry.
No. They didn't have
my
espresso. Your espresso.
Man, I guess I can't argue that.
Tim, with your espresso, what's in your espresso? Is it cocaine? Like, are you putting
please,
coke in there?
Please, Mark. Please, Mark. It's not espresso. It's espresso.
Good Lord. I want to move on from this old topic now.
I second Tim. I hate when people say espresso. It's terrible.
I do too. But,
I'm expressing the point to say espresso. Or,
right? Sound like George W. Bush.
Don't represso my espresso.
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
One of the things I was thinking of, so I was going back and forth between a lot of things, like the thing I would bring back to a small Victorian child. So I thought Takis would be a funny one.
Ooh.
I think this meme originally started off with Mountain Dew Baja, which would just be really funny. But I kind of wanted to go with something funny here and a Tool music video.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Watch this kid. Just. What's happening? No, just watch.
Learn to swim.
Why is the weird bald man vomiting out the blackest abyss? I know the pieces fit. It's okay.
The most enlightened child.
Right, yeah. He'll be like, Father, I need to find the pieces. What pieces, son? The pieces. I know they fit.
Okay.
He's just putting things together in his room.
Let's make it a caveat and two things, a Tool music video and a joint.
yeah, that's mostly what I watch Tool music videos with, yeah.
Yes.
They had opium back then, so I mean...
What's a Tool music video? I don't know what you're talking about.
The band Tool?
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
What? Yeah, they weren't on iTunes.
I know a cultural reference that Kelly does not.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. There is a chance you only know who Tool is because you were friends with me for so long time.
Yeah, that's actually true.
I don't know.
You've definitely heard a Tool song. Yeah.
I don't know them well enough to like know their songs.
No. So Tool is I want to say they're like slow metal. They're like kind of trippy metal. But all of their music videos are wild. Like the very very trippy, very like man.
Psychedelic almost?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, really. The psychedelic is like the terminology. He uses like Mandelbrot sets. If you know what that is.
Yeah,
the artist Alex Gray, he uses stuff like Mandelbrot sets and golden ratios in all of his artwork for the band.
Yeah.
But it's a really good band. But yeah, so if you, listeners out there, if you know a Tool music video, I want you to just imagine a small Victorian child watching Vicarious or Schism or something like that.
One thing I will tell you, Kelly, if you look up Tool Sober Live, the most popular video might be one of the best live performances I've ever watched.
Okay, well, remind me.
Yeah.
I will.
I'm going down the YouTube like music videos of them, and I'm like, yeah, these are all really good. Also, like 10 minutes long each. So
yeah, they are not short.
They have long songs.
Yeah, throw it in the Discord. What you're listening to? Just like no context for the rest of the Discord.
Sure.
And then in like several weeks, they'll be like, oh,
it's like, oh, that's what you're talking about.
Now the pieces fit. All right.
I was gonna say bring back metal. So you already did like metal music, but. You covered that, apparently.
I mean, to say Tool is metal is kind of... But...
A modern printing of the Necronomicon?
Here's a bunch of witchy shit. Sure, this is a great thing to hand to a Victorian child.
Go show this to your religious leaders. Bye.
Here's a Slipknot album, just in case.
Oh, that was one of the ones I was thinking of. Was hey kid, here's Meshuggah. Go listen to that band. Just what time signature is this? Don't worry about it. It's a weird one. You'll never experience this music ever again. Well, hopefully these two, count them, two Raza Rakshasas won't ever experience a Tool music video. They'll never be blessed with that after you guys are done with them, right?
Nope.
We'll see.
We'll see. You guys don't have much hope.
I'm worried.
there's a chance they could TPK us then directly after watching a Tool music video. Is that the implication?
Yeah.
I might need to watch a Tool video after this to feel better. Or just to contemplate life.
I was going to say, just really think about it all.
Yeah, that's what's going on in Elk's head right now as he's getting hit and sickened.
I'm feeling pretty good. Kessler's just sitting here at full health. He's got a flame sphere being sustained. He's got paladins around him. I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to whoop these things' asses.
Yep, it's all fun and games when the paladins are up, but when the paladins are down...
then it's a bad time.
Yeah, when you're Grimshaw.
No, he's not hurt that bad.
No.
I'm not hurting that bad either. But when you're the tank in the party, and somebody's like, this fight's going to be easy, you're like, you don't have to fight it, asshole.
we did end with this creature. So this is the vulture-headed one that's fighting Elkwood. Yeah. And it is using an ability that it had not used in this way, but it also got updated since the last time that that you guys had dealt with one of these things.
Right. Remastered?
Yeah, remastered Shadow Blast. So this is the remastered Shadow Blast. So I need you all to make a your choice reflex or will save.
Question: reflex. How long are we sickened?
So you're sickened until you save.
I can save every round.
Yeah.
Or attempt to. Okay.
Yep.
That is as middling as you get with a roll.
I'm not worried.
Did you say reflex?
Reflex or will.
Or will.
It says target's choice.
Cool.
This is an area effect.
Yes, this is an AoE. Yes. It's an AoE, so I guess it depends on which one you want to do. Yeah, so for you guys, reflex with your bonus is probably best, but
yeah,
you
know, it is.
For other people, will might be better. All right, going down the line. Elkwood, you said you were feeling okay about that?
34.
34. That is a success.
Crit.
Success. Oh, yeah, because you did reflex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, I did will.
What? I gotta ask. Grimshaw, what'd you get?
29 for reflex.
That's a fail.
Meh.
Yep. Next will be Benson.
Funny thing is, I got a 29 too, but for will.
So, the fail, yeah. And then, Kezra, what'd you get?
37.
That is a success.
Nice.
I rolled good.
Okay. All right, so here's what happens, is that I need to roll... How much is that? 6d8.
Oh.
Solid.
So, not great here. So that is 19 points of spirit damage.
Ouch. Ooh.
My spirit, it feels attacked.
So, they put their hands out, and this wave of spirit energy just covers the entire room here.
You just hear a little voice whisper in Grimshaw's ear.
Milani's a joke. My spirit.
My spirit.
No, you're a joke.
Fucking got him.
Alright, so after that, it comes to Elkwood. It is your turn.
Okay, so he's still sickened. So first action he's going to do is vomit.
Okay.
Wretch. As these horrible thoughts of this creature going through all that. That is a 31.
There's a 31 against the... so this is going against the... That is a success.
Okay, dude, there's so vomit on his jerkin already.
No longer sickened. Woo.
No longer sickened. There you go.
Fuck yeah. So it's one action. Second action, he's going to swing out with the curve blade. I feel so much better now rolling 37 to hit.
Ooh. Yep, that'll hit.
Okay. Oh my god. 23 points of damage.
Okay.
And he's wounded. Oh, I think I hit him before, right?
But yeah, he does have some damage on him, so.
But, because I do have a wounding rune on this thing, so.
Oh, yes, yep.
So I think it would have been a d6 of damage, and then he would have the roll for the. Whatever.
The flat check.
So it should roll that now.
Fail the flat check, so give me some more bleed.
I think it's just a D6.
Yep.
5 points bleed.
There we go.
And for final action, he is going to swing again.
Okay.
So 3 hits. Oh, no, that's a miss. Okay.
Okay.
22. 24, sorry.
Yes, miss. After that, it comes to Sir Benson.
All right. Benson's going to swing out at the one in front of him. Fuck you. Okay, that first one misses.
All right.
Oh, natural 20.
Let's go.
So this one is the one that's already prone and... oh, wait. Sorry. Concealment.
Just got to roll above a 5.
Yep.
12.
Ooh. Okay, all right.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
I would have actually reached the screen and killed Jake there.
I know, right? Mark, actually, could you do me a favor and roll your concealment?
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing.
Yep.
6.
Oh, wow. All
right. Wow. Good gulp.
Had to make sure.
Ooh.
This is a good one.
Okay.
This is your sword, right, Benson?
Yep.
Throat slash.
Oh.
Normal damage. Okay. The target takes 1d8 persistent bleed. The target can't talk, cast spells with a verbal component, or breathe while subject to the bleed.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of huge.
That's great.
That is very big for
it's
you.
A d8 of bleed, too.
Chunky.
Goodness.
Also, suffocation at a certain point.
Yep.
Right? Mm.
So,
oh, yeah, can't breathe.
Oh my gosh. So wait, how would he recover from this? Could he, like, do his...
flat check at the end of the turn.
Oh, it's still the flat check, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to look up the suffocating rules?
Might as well. We'll see if he succeeds at the bleed, but might as well keep that up. What was your total damage there, Benson?
Calculating that now. 30.
30 points of damage.
Whoa. That big was rolls. Normal damage?
No, it was crit.
No. The crit card was normal damage, so...
Oh, okay.
Only 15. Only I mean, 15 is still great?
Yeah.
Yep.
Still sad plate mail noises.
Yeah. All right, you ready, Jake? You have 5 plus your constitution modifier in rounds. So every round, you reduce your air by 1.
Got it.
And if you are attacked, it's reduced by 2.
Okay. All right. Okay, I will in a while, so they'll probably be okay.
And
okay.
For my final action, I'm going to get another natural 20, and that's probably a miss. 26.
Yeah, that'd be a miss. To make sure, yes, still a miss, even though they are prone and all that. All right. Remember to do the flat check first, so you don't get disappointed. This is going to be the Rakshasa's turn. So this is the one that Benson just crit. So it can't cast spells.
Well, actually...
What?
Per the suffocating rules,
yeah.
You could cast a spell uh-huh. and then lose all your remaining air and then fall unconscious and start dying.
The crit card said he can't cast spells.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't do that anyway.
Was just like...
I'm trying to bait Jake into killing the character.
Good luck.
I think a produced flame would be pretty good here, Jake.
Jake, a cantrip would just stop the bleeding. Oh, alright. Alright, so it is going to stand up. And then it is going to strike out at you twice there, Benson, trying to take revenge on you. You can't use disturbing vision again. Because it needs another round for that. All right. So this is the panther-headed one. So it's got panther fangs. It's going to chomp out at you. Total miss. And then it's going to do a claw attack. Yeah. Total miss. Awesome.
I like the idea of this thing trying to bite Benson, like get over his pauldron or something. Just teeth clamped down, and blood is just gushing out of its neck.
Just angry. Just angry things at you.
You mad,
right.
Bro?
15 on the die exactly for the flight check.
What'd you take for the bleed damage, though?
Did you roll the bleed damage up?
Oh, no, I have not.
Roll a d8. Of course he saved on the first one.
I know.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
Did a good number. 6. What?
6.
Nice.
Ooh.
6.
There we go.
I'll take it.
Okay. All right, that was its turn. Grimshaw, is your turn.
The last direction that Benson gave me was to back up Elkwood, so I am going to keep to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make my way right next to this, the one to the north.
Okay.
The one that is not as badly damaged, or yep. Maybe, maybe not. Elkwood's been doing some work on it. I'm going to strike out with the Morningstar Milani. Ooh, that is an 18 on the die. For a 36.
36, that's a hit, my friends.
Ooh, baby. Nothing like not having my dice ready, because I didn't think I'd hit. Ooh, 14 points of... did we determine it had resistances the time before?
Yes, you did.
Okay. SDR, I just can't remember what it
yeah.
was.
Yeah. I can't remember if it mattered for me, because I have a choice between bludgeoning and piercing. Was it only slashing that got through?
I think it basically has resistance to all physical damage.
Okay. I guess I'll do piercing, because I think I did both the bludgeoning last time, so 14 points of piercing damage.
It looks like all the damage goes through.
Happy to be wrong.
Pierce it. And with that, Grimshaw will raise his shield. He's approaching this very cautiously.
Okay.
And with that, he only has one more round of sickened left, and it is the end of his turn.
Alright, did you roll the flat check on concealment?
Oh, I did not. Huh, I'm sorry. That'll be 0 points of damage.
Oh, okay. Think if you did hit, piercing would go through just fine, though.
Yeah, I was. It's just how it happened in his mind. He's like,
I know.
Yeah, and then he just realized that he tried to attack it while closing his eyes.
Why did I do that?
What's going on?
The movie that was played in my brain was so cool.
Kezra, your turn.
So wait, does the thickened had a round count, or no?
Yeah, for me it was 4 rounds.
Okay.
Yeah, Jake had to roll 1d4.
I think mine is the same length as yours.
Okay.
Yeah, so as long as you save, you're fine, but when they do it again, you might be sickened again, so.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so I'm still sickened. I'm going to sustain Flaming Sphere, or Floating Flame, so roll a reflex save.
Oh, I forgot about that stupid fire. Because it's been a week since you recorded. 29 total.
Alright, he's saved, so you'll get half damage. So you'll take 7 fire damage.
Alright.
And... what else do I want to do? I think Kezra is going to... he likes doling out this double electricity. He's just going to chill back here and electric arc the two of them.
Okay, then.
Two reflex saves.
Alright, so the first one, the one that you just hit with the fire. 35 total.
Success. Regular okay. Success.
Okay, and the second one, 39 total.
That is a critical success.
Okay, so just the first one takes half then?
Yep, so he will take 8 damage.
8 damage. Okay. Alrighty. Comes to the top of the round with the vulture-headed one. Vulture-headed one is cornered by both Grimshaw and Elkwood.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees the piercing damage on your thing there, Grimshaw. So he's going to reach out and he is going to try and...
I know it.
He's going to try to reach out and hit you with a... make me a will save, please.
Oh, no.
God, I thought you were like...
Wait, 1 second. First he's going to do his disturbing vision on everybody. So everybody make me will save.
Alright.
Oh, I'm fine.
Actually, I might have passed it.
Okay.
Let me get my thing up here.
I feel like the Rock Shasta was initially just like looking at an item card and he saw piercing or bludgeoning.
What? Does a natural 20 save?
It sure does, Kelly. It sure does. Natural 20 here, too. Oh, my gosh.
Natural 19 for a 35.
Natural 18.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh
my
gosh. You guys did great. Incredible. Okay.
It's a shame we can't roll against when we attack.
I know. You literally rolled a natural 20.
I know.
I was going to say. All right, so make me the will save there, Tim.
Oh, right.
I'm saying that for the rest of you guys.
19 again for a 35. Let's go.
All right, so that is he tried to hit you with. Oh wait, go to the remaster version.
Remaster.
I think it's the same thing. Yeah, I think it's the same thing. All right, so hideous called laughing fit. I guess they might have just changed the name. Laughter. Yeah, hideous laughter. So you just can't make your reactions. That's all.
Oh yeah, wasn't Benson laughing?
I don't think he used any reactions. So
yeah.
It's like one round, I think, right?
It's sustained, but he didn't sustain it, so...
Yeah. Right. Rakshasa just stands up, looks at him, and goes, what's the deal with airline food? The joke just totally loses it.
Doesn't land.
You're like, get him out of here.
You're dying up there, man.
Wait, I saved, but I still can't use reactions?
Correct.
Okay, so inwardly, Grimshaw does think it's funny. He's using all of his willpower that he would use for reactions to not laugh.
He looks around, nobody laughs. He's like,
he's oh right. Boy. Airline food is whack. How observational.
Internally, he's like, I thought it was funny.
All right, Elkwood, it's your turn.
Okay. So thankfully, doing all that, he's just going to swing. I mean, he's no longer sickened.
Alright, remember, fly check first.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Yep, 11 on the die.
Alright.
Let's do here. That's a miss, it's 26. So, first attack is a miss. Second attack, fly check again. Each time.
Yep.
9 on the die.
Yep.
That's a natural 20, baby.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not
you doing it.
I don't know what it is with your group, but you just crit so often.
This is your sword, right? Yep. What the fuck? Okay. Long gash. Normal damage. The target takes 1d4 persistent bleed damage. The DC of this flat check to remove the bleed is 5 higher than normal.
Oh,
so you 20. Had to get a nat 20?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Or if he does if he does something to mitigate it, it doesn't instead of going down to like 10, it goes down to 15.
Okay.
He casts Door Explorer Band-Aid.
So now here's the thing is that because the bleed that you already deal with your sword is higher than that crit, that trumps it, but you still get the DC will still be higher for the flash check, so
Okay.
All right, so do your normal, do your whatever damage, and then,
23 and then... points of normal damage.
Okay.
And... Oh, and add plus 2 to that, because that was a second swing. Okay. So 25, for forceful.
Got it.
And, yeah, bleeding. God, so he has to pass a 20. All right. And I'm also, like... What else can I do besides swing for the fences? Because everything else I can do. What's like a trip?
Athletics.
Is that athletics?
It's athletics. It'd take your multiple attack penalty though.
Yeah, still map.
You can aim Grimshaw.
I think if you. Yeah.
He will. Actually, even better, he will cast Warden's Boon on Grimshaw.
There we go.
Yeah, nice. So, and like, as he hits with that natural 20, that gash, he's just Grimshaw. It's right there.
Got it.
All right.
That's his final action.
Nice.
Okay. Sir Benson.
All right. Help me remember, because I'm not entirely sure. Have I already tried to intimidate this fine, horrid monster in front of me?
I don't think so.
Okay. Benson is going to roll to intimidate. He just got this thing's jaw, like, in a pauldron.
Yeah.
And Benson's just like... You look like you're bleeding a little bit. I don't know. Okay, that is almost certainly a... Maybe not a crit success, but a success. Hold on. Let me see. Intimidation. Oh, plus 20. 37.
So this is against the will.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not a crit.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It can't be easy to intimidate these things.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah.
But regular success, at least?
Yeah, so regular success.
So frame one.
Yeah, so frame one.
And Benson will swing. But...
Wait, that was your flat check.
Oh, actually, if it was, it was an 8.
There you go.
Well, there we go.
Okay. Thank you,
just have to remember quick enough.
Remember, it's always the flat check first.
Always the flat check first.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse. 31.
31, that's a hit.
Yay!
Yay! Tim, you're awesome.
See, some people see a flat check as rolling with disadvantage. I see it as rolling it with advantage.
Well, you only have to beat a 5. I mean,
yeah.
That is 18 points of damage.
All right.
And the next swing. That's a little sad.
Was that for your flat check?
Yes, and that was 12.
That's a big
same round.
That roll was unfortunately worse, so that's still a miss.
Okay. All right.
I love how Kelly's just like, God, John, you're so stupid.
Your words, not mine.
Hey, Kelly,
I didn't say that at all. All right, so this Rakshasa is going to run to the back corner.
Coward!
Oh no.
And it's also going to do a Shadow Blast.
That shit out.
So, everybody make me a reflex or will save.
So everybody, is it out of range of its buddy?
Don't believe so. Let me see.
What happened last time? Did last time the other buddy take damage?
They did not, because that's because they had succeeded really well. So it's going to be a... this is a 30-foot cone. Let me see. So that's... no, it's not that. Oh, hold on. Is it that? Hold on. From here. There we are. Yeah. So it is getting... oh, not like that. In the corner. There we are. Yep. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's like, it's a small room, so.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's a small room, yeah.
You just hear him go, oh, my bad!
Everybody's getting shadow in the face. Blasted with shadow.
Yep. Alright. So, going first. Kezer, you are directly in front here.
I got a 26. It's an awful roll.
26. Yeah, it's a fail. So let's go around and then I'll do damage afterwards. Benson.
33.
That is a regular success. Elkwood.
I'm using a hero point. I rolled a natty one.
Ooh. Yep, that sounds about right.
Oh boy. So he kind of envisions the idea of like back in the Mwangi Expanse where like the Dahak's flames and stuff, and that's how he's envisioning it. He's like freaking out by it for a moment, and then he embraces his elfish heritage again and rolls his 17 on the die for 39.
There we go. Okay,
I think super you crit. Might be alright.
Super crit. And Grimshaw, what'd you get?
34
success. Okay,
alright,
so let me go
roll
the damage.
We've done really well in these shadow blasts.
Yeah, really. It's going to be 29 points of damage total. Spirit damage.
Spirit damage.
Remus.
Oh my god.
Cat being a dick.
What is Remus doing?
Remus just crawled behind my pellet stove.
Oh. Wait, is it running? No, it's not running.
No, of course it's not running.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, it's hot out, but I really want it hot in this room, too.
No. He goes, I need to tell you guys something. So, while you guys are applying your damage, I'll tell you this little story. So, the other night, Remus, my lovely little cat, the little angel that he is, he kills a mouse, okay? It is a bloodbath, okay? There's blood on the floor, there's a mangled mouse in, like, in the hallway. I was like, holy crap, he just massacred this mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the thing.
Oh, no.
He was getting ready to have a tooth extracted because it was, like, not looking good. As I was cleaning, I found the tooth.
Oh. No way.
So his front little right canine tooth is just... It's, yeah. It
wow.
Didn't need that taken out anymore.
Wow.
So...
Now saved you a trip.
Yeah.
Did Remus look like a horror film? Because he has white fur.
No, he was fine. Which makes me think that tooth was just so, you know, he's old. So yeah, I think the tooth was just so bad it fell out. I think all the blood was the mouse.
Mm. Wow.
That's not the first time he has been particularly vicious with a mouse. Anyway.
Mm. He's a good mouser, that's good.
He is a good mouser, yeah. Yep. Here's his keep. Alright, so, after that, and then no longer frightened, Grimshaw, your turn.
Alright. I'm going to try to stick him with the pointy end.
All right.
Flat check. First is a 6 on the die.
Barely.
And then a 4 on the die for the strike, so that's a miss.
Boo.
I think I really want to keep with the raising the shield, so I'm just going to try to strike again.
Okay.
Flat check. Miss the flat check.
Man.
You hate to see it.
Oh, man. I raise my shield, and that's my turn.
Okay. Kezra Deverjan.
All right. This guy... All right, Kezra is going to attempt to reposition this guy. He is going to... It's an athletics. It's a new action for the remaster. Because shove was too ambiguous, they added reposition.
Nice.
Shove does shove, and reposition is reposition. I'm going to try to move him. This is against his fort DC.
Got it.
Come on. I fail. Because I roll a 4.
What's your total?
It's 22.
22. All right. So yeah, as a regular fail.
So I waste that action. I will do. I'm gonna step away from him. So okay. I'm gonna just step into the square.
All right.
So step back once. And I will move. I will sustain my flaming sphere, my floating flame, and I will move it into this square here.
Okay, so just below
just
you.
Just below me.
Okay. All right. I will draw a little circle there, and then you tell me where to move it, and then we can keep track of it there.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Then it comes back to the... So this is the Raja Rakshasa's turn, the vulture-headed one. Mm-hmm. So this is the one that is bleeding.
Wait, did you give the Shadow Blast damage?
It was 29 points total.
Okay, sorry. Yep. I missed that completely.
Oh, gotcha.
As he told the whole story about Remus.
Yeah, I know. He's so familiar. A little distracted. Okay. So the vulture-headed one is going to reach out, and it is going to try and... It's gonna cast a spell. No. It's gonna reach out, and it's going to touch you, Elkwood.
No.
You made it bleed really bad, so it wants your lifeblood. Mm. Please make me a fortitude save.
Alright, I'm not bad at that. That is a 32.
That is going to be as a success.
Okay.
Let me see.
Alright, what condition?
It's just a basic save. This is Vampiric Feast. So the new Vampiric Touch. Mm. So I need to deal half damage to you. But let me go ahead and roll this. So 17 cut in half.
Liberating step.
Would that work for this?
Yeah, man. The trigger is an enemy damages your ally.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So half 17.
So half a 17 and then minus 12. Zero damage.
Zero damage.
Damage. Okay.
So I just put my Morningstar right in his hand, and he just grabs onto the Morningstar Milani, and it singes a little because he touched something holy.
Exactly. Okay.
It's like, no.
Stop. His hands would be holy when he grabs that Morningstar.
Ow. Do you take a step there, Elkwood?
No.
Okay, you do not take a step.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Were you under Hideous Laughter still? Or
that was only around. It's that been was around. Only around.
Okay, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because he didn't sustain it.
Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
This joke bombed.
I know, right? I guess he'll just do a regular attack. Mm-hmm. So he'll do a fangs strike on you.
All right.
37 to hit.
It's not a crit, though.
Okay. That's going to be 22 points of piercing damage.
Head. Maybe I should have saved my liberty step for that one.
He pecks you in the face.
Stop it!
Actually...
Are you within range?
15 feet.
and the enemy have to be within 15 feet.
Okay, yeah,
fair enough.
Yep.
It's one of the things that, like, if you can get, you could probably get one of them, you know, like, sometimes, most of the time they're both within 15, but there's sometimes they're just not. You can only get one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is Vulturehead's turn. Elkwood, your turn now.
Okay. And retribution of just getting pecked in the freaking face by a giant beak. Hmm. Never feels good.
Wait, is that what he's been doing to people?
Oh my god. What have I been doing? You got bleed damage you need to take, too.
Yes.
So, that would be... What was it? 1d6, I believe? Yes.
No, it was a d8 because of the crit.
Oh,
the crit was... I thought the crit was only a d4, to a d6 because it was bleeding on his weapon.
That's what it was, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
I don't know where I got the d8 from.
It can be a d8.
No, it's not. D10. It can be whatever you want.
D20, sure.
Sorry, so d6 of bleed.
Only 2 points of bleed.
Okay.
Now you gotta pass that DC 20 check.
In fact, it did not, so...
Okay. I was about to say, if you hit it again...
I know.
I like persistent damage in this game because it reminds me of, like, poison and burn in Pokemon. Because that's all I always call my party, was someone does get persistent damage.
Mm. Yeah, the dot damage over time, just always ticking away. Elkwood, is your turn.
Alright, flat check. That is a 12. So, yay. Missed the actual swing.
Alright.
So swing again.
Flat check.
Hilarious. Yeah, the flat check is a natural one.
Oh,
that's a big oof, buddy.
But it's fine. It's the flat check.
Right, it's not the actual attack, yeah.
Oh boy.
For better and for worse.
Yeah. And third action, he is going to give Hunter's boon to Grimshaw again.
Yeah. Alright.
So you see where it's bleeding? Keep going.
Right there! Benson, your turn.
Okay. You know, it's funny. Benson was worried at the beginning of this fight. But in a straight up slugfest, this thing ran away from Benson. So Benson's not scared anymore. So Benson is just gonna run over. And swing. Well, flat check first. I'm not gonna forget this time, Kelly. Okay.
He's gonna run over and he's gonna fall straight down the ladder chute.
There is a trapdoor, but I was assuming I was assuming you guys said.
Jesus. Okay. That was a 14 on the die for 33.
That is it.
Is that a flat check?
No, I already rolled a flat check, Kelly. What was I yelling about a second ago? Open your goddamn ears.
Open your goddamn ears, McCoy. My turn's the only thing that matters to me.
Listen, I get it. I get it. I do. Okay. Only 12 points of damage. Barely got through its DR, most likely. Second flat check. Exactly a 5, so we're good.
Ooh. Oh, good. Wow.
Oh, actually, that might still hit. Actually, it's probably not going to hit. No, that was a 26.
That's a miss, yep. Okay. It is now the Raja Rakshasa's turn, the one that you just hit. They are going to... he's going to cast a spell and go invisible.
Can he cast a spell?
Yeah, he recovered from that turns ago.
Kesra can still see him.
Oh, because you still have that going. How long does it last? Because you did that downstairs before the...
Forever. It's a 10-minute spell.
Oh, okay,
we didn't take much time to get up here.
Mm-mm.
Well, yeah, but I thought...
Or did we did we refocus?
I'm
pretty sure you... Yeah, you did,
okay,
because...
Then I can't see it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I forgot about that.
Okay. Alrighty. He goes invisible, and all of a sudden, Panther-headed guy just goes somewhere.
Turns out this guy's a bubble-blown baby.
Grimshaw, it's your turn.
I am just gonna keep doing what I'm doing, because that is not my target, and I can't do anything to see invisibility, so I'm gonna stick it with the pointy end. Let's do it. Right. I'm finally not sickened anymore, so I have a higher to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Something should happen. Flat check first. Love that I did the flat check first, because that's another nat 1.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. I guess I'll just try again. I'm taking the map now, but you know, my turn is committed. Okay, barely made the flat check with a 6. Oh no.
What?
Oh no, nat 1.
That was an actual.
Actual nat 1.
Do you have a hero point?
I don't have a hero point. Huh. I'm not a hero, Mark.
That's true.
Oh god.
I'm a villain.
Oh Jesus.
Oh no.
Grave miscalculation. You critically hit yourself.
Oh
my god. Holy shit.
Oh my gosh. I think I know what happened here. So the Morningstar has been displeased with my incompetency. So you see that I missed the strike again. Mm-hmm. And the weapon, like having a mind of its own, like bashes myself in the chest. Do better. Hey, but I rolled minimum damage.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Let's go.
So it's only 16 points of damage, which is still a lot.
Still a hefty hit, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good that the Hunter Spear doesn't affect it at all.
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
Secretly, you were my hunted prey the whole time.
Wow, sir.
And I'll raise my shield again.
Okay. Alright, next it comes to Kesra.
Kesra will cast See the Unseen.
Woohoo!
Alright, so I will reveal it to you. It is directly behind Grimshaw.
Oh!
I thought it was running away.
Oh no.
I don't think these things run away.
That stinks.
You have a line. You're getting hit three.
Yeah, I already used 2 actions though, unfortunately.
Damn.
My sphere is too far! What do I do?
How long? How far can the sphere go?
10 feet when you sustain it.
Is it you have to sustain it or it goes away sort of situation?
Correct.
Terribly short range.
Yeah. It's annoying, but I don't really have anything else to do, so I am going to move the sphere to the north of me.
Okay. Right, so it just goes directly in front of you.
Yep.
Got it. Alright, I will... Oh, no, not that. What am I doing?
The sphere got bigger.
Oh, there... Can I move it? Oh, I can't.
There's 2 of them now.
There we are.
Now there are 2 of them.
Oh, I had to have to select one. I'm dumb. There we go. I figured it out, guys. All right. Okay. Next it comes to the Raja Rakshasa's turn. It is going to try and do the same thing. It's going to try to hit you with another Vampire Touch.
Hit me?
Yes.
Why?
That shit's just whack.
Indos are weak.
Oof.
In the fortitude.
Insulting.
Very presumptuous, sir.
Yeah, that was bad. 24.
Yep, that'd be a fail. So, it is gonna get... it's gonna be void damage. 17 points of void damage.
Liberating step. So you only take 5 points of damage. And that means your little Raza Rakshasa only gets, like, 2 points of healing from that.
Yep. And then it will go ahead and try to bite you, Grimshaw.
Me?
Yep.
Oh my god.
A flailing. 36.
Well, I'm not off guard because there's no one behind me, but it's still a hit.
I don't get the AC penalty because I'm ignorant.
All right, so
oh god, yes,
that is a funny one, isn't it? So it's going to be 32 points of piercing damage.
Whoa. Liberating step on myself.
I literally just used that on Elkwood.
I cast the spell. I cast the spell. Know you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You know how in Pokemon, when you get into red health, you're like, Bidoo, 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 Bidoo. You see, Grimshaw just goes, Bidoo, Bidoo, Bidoo.
And you're in the middle of the Crystal Cave, and there's Zubats everywhere. And you're like, the nearest Pokemon Center is at least 35 miles away.
But you don't want to use your escape rope.
Don't send me back to the entrance.
I stole this escape rope from Gary. I needed to keep it.
Did anybody try to run really fast past trainers if you didn't want to fight them, but then the game stopped you every time?
Yes, every time. I don't want to fight your fucking Zubat. I'll kill it. I will literally kill it.
All right, so now it's going to be making... deal the bleed damage. Roll bleed damage.
What if I don't want to?
5.
Ooh,
nice.
That's pretty good. Now it's going to roll the flat check. Fail, unfortunately.
Unless he gets the natural 20s.
I lowered it because he got some health back.
Oh yeah.
But that's why he was doing the vampiric touch, because he was hoping to get some health back and sort of restore himself a bit.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
We're all playing checkers, and this guy's playing chess.
Playing 4D interdimensional chess. All right. That was his turn. Elkwood.
Okay. So Elkwood, didn't like that at all. He's going to swing out. Because what else? Come on. Hit. 34 to hit. Oh,
that is
shit. Oh, flat check. 14.
It's a really good flat check, I hear.
Yeah, that's a good flat check.
It's fine. 35 to hit.
Hey. 35, that is a hit.
Ooh, that's a solid roll. 26 points of damage.
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh, that was a hefty chunk there.
Yeah.
He's gonna swing again. That's a mess. 21. Oh, yep. Wait, that's a flat check. 6. I made it. That's still a mess. 25.
Okay.
And last, he's gonna do the same thing. He's just gonna keep giving Warden Spoon the Grimshaw.
One day I'll use it.
I mean, all you have to do is hit once on the one right in front of
him. Yeah, really. Benson.
Okay, did Kezra give any indication where this little rapscallion may have gotten to?
He did not use the point out action.
Yeah, it's an action. Yeah, it's an action.
Okay, well, I guess I can see at this point Grimshaw's looking a bit messy. I'm only gonna get one action to swing.
Making that weird noise.
I'm gonna make a flat check.
There you go.
Okay. You go. That was a 19 on the die, so not the... You fucks, John.
Really good fly check.
Okay.
The best fly check.
35.
That's a hit, my friend.
There we go.
I'm swinging against the one that I can see, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
No, I'm swinging against the one I can't see.
I just want to swing in this general direction.
My damage rolls need to do better here. Okay, 13 points of damage.
All right.
That's my entire turn, because I need to use two move actions to get over there.
Oh, cool. Bummer. Mm. All right, so this is the invisible one. The invisible one is creeping up upon you, Grimshaw, and it is going to make three attacks on you.
Oh, my gosh.
He's going to go down.
So, first one is the fangs. So this is going to be the panther fangs. 27.
Whoa.
Ironically.
Even off guard, that is a miss.
Does he turn visible, or is he still invisible?
He's visible now, okay, yeah.
Good.
Yep.
There you are.
Oh, natural 20 on the second one.
Oh,
not good.
Nope.
Claw. At least I saw it coming.
What type of damage is this?
Claw? This is the...
Non-lethal?
Yeah, it's a claw. Yeah, so just slashing, yeah.
This is really stupid for Jake. Normal damage. Brow cut, so you slice him across the top of his face. The target takes 1d4 persistent bleed damage. Until the bleed ends, all creatures are concealed to the target.
Oh. That's hilarious.
Man, everyone's getting these crits that are just like normal damage.
Yeah, the normal damage is really flowing right now.
Alright, so there's still going to be 20 points of slashing.
That's going to be Retributive Strike, so minus 12 from that.
And then minus 3 because of my armor.
Yep.
So it's only 5 points of damage.
Ooh. And that was a 37 on the attack.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's hit.
Just imagine those like reaction speed of that. Like he appears, he hits, and then
swing. Oh my god, 13 points of damage. Fuck these damage rolls, man.
All right. Did you make the flat check first for the?
Yes, I made it.
Okay. All right. They are frustrated with all this shit that they just can't get through. Last attack on you, Grimshaw. Miss. Total miss.
Mm. Wow.
He's still up. Holy
That's
shit.
Incredible. Still 3 strikes and only took 5 damage.
I know. All right, and it's your turn, actually.
Wow. I mean, I don't want to tip my hand, Jake, but I could have gone down.
I mean, I assumed with the be-doo, be-doo,
I didn't want to be too subtle about it.
still going be-doo, be-doo. He is, he is going to take a step.
Okay.
Take a strike.
Okay.
On the one in front of me. So I stepped out of off guard positioning.
Right.
So I'm right in front of the one that was invisible.
Okay.
Flat check. Oh, I got a 90 18 on the flat check.
It's okay. I'll get a 90 20 on the attack.
There you go. 90 13, so it might hit with a 32.
Yeah, it's a hit.
And with some piercing damage. That'll do. 17 points of piercing damage.
That'll do.
And Grimshaw is going to back up.
All right. You're running the other side of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Get as far away from me so I can't heal you. It's like, that's impossible.
Oh, you didn't heal me when you walked up to me, so I assumed you didn't have the heals.
No, I've got a heal. I just...
You didn't feel like doing it.
I completely forgot that it wasn't one action. I thought it was two actions. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Oh my god.
Grimshaw gets a good head off, but still managed to get away. Kezra.
Kezra will navigate to the top right corner of the room.
Oh, that juicy frontal, that juicy line.
Another juicy line. He will unleash a juicy dragon breath. Gout of lightning just blasts against the wall. Roll some reflex saves.
Natural 20 on the first one.
Boo. Boo.
37 on the second.
Alright, that's a success.
Regular
I rolled good damage, too. So I rolled 37 damage, which would have been pretty solid.
Oh, man.
So, 18 damage.
18 points of damage.
Wait, Jake, did you roll your concealment check first?
I didn't have to. Lightning doesn't care.
How's it feeling? 2-5, gum.
And the flaming sphere will, or the floating flame will dissipate.
No.
Oh yeah, because you had to move. And yep. Alrighty.
Should've named it.
You should've named it. It would feel really sad for it.
His name was Bubble. Bubbles.
That's a great name.
That's a good name. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is the Vulture Head's turn. Vulture Head. It is going to. Does it just want to do some attacks? I think it's just going
to
do some attacks.
Real quick, I'd like to think that Bubble went to heaven with Elbow.
Oh,
Bubble and Elbow.
Yeah, it's an Elbow with the cooking some bananas over Bubble. Yummy. All right, so three attacks on you, Elkwood, from the Vulture Head.
Great.
First one. Natural one.
Yay!
All right.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes.
I swear it's on the normal damage and
somehow on crit. Oh dang! This is an unarmed attack, right?
It was a bite. Yeah.
Off balance. You are slowed 2 until the end of your next turn. Holy
shit! Whoa.
Doesn't mean you lose actions this round. It just means you only have one next turn.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Okay.
Good shit.
So, still doing 2 attacks though.
Yeah.
Claw. 33.
That's a hit.
Okay. 18 points of slashing.
All right.
And 32 on the last one.
God damn it.
It hasn't come back to my turn yet.
Yeah.
Believe me, I wanted to, but.
He's just being petty right now. He don't feel like going.
I helped the Grimshaw out, so
that's
get
right.
mad at him. Yeah.
Minimum damage on the last attack for 12 points of slashing damage.
All right. Not looking good.
Raffy,
but...
stop biting a chair.
Which one are
it's
cats?
It's a whole ass wooden chair. She's at the top of it where the thing is, and just her whole mouth is around the top of it. What are you doing, dude?
I feel like Raffy's gonna be a real fan favorite of the show.
Oh, yeah.
It's sure. gonna be like more Raffy stories. Let's get more Raffy
in here. She's sticking her head through the slots in the back. I'm gonna have to get her head free in a little bit. I bet. I will make sure to take a picture if that happens.
Yes, you should definitely do that, yeah. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Alright, so he is not doing good, but he knows. He doesn't really have any healing that he could just pop on himself besides potion, but. He's gonna swing out.
Alright.
Flat check, 7. I'll take it.
Mm. Alright.
That means lucky number 7. That means I should get a natural 20.
That's right.
That's right. That's what it means.
Holy shit.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yo, let's
no,
go.
Oh my god.
I will.
Oh my
Photoshop.
Gosh.
I'm screenshotting and sending it to the chat.
Oh my gosh. I love that. That is unreal.
Mark does have this weird ability to call dice rolls sometimes.
I'm amazing. Like
it's really funny.
It's your sword again, right?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, it's another normal damage.
Oh, come on.
Flay. The target... Normal damage, the target is enfeebled 3 until healed.
Oh!
I mean, I'll take
Boy.
It.
Get him right on the bicep.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'll take it. That's fine. Okay, so... So normal damage, right?
Correct.
Yep.
Alright, let me load that up, because I I use an app for this for all my dice.
Do you have critical specialization?
Yes.
So he's also flat-footed to your next attacks.
He's also flat-footed, yep. Yeah.
Yep. So he is gonna saw.
Wait, is it the same for long? Is this the same for all blades?
It's like swords? It's sword criticals, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sword weapon group.
Middling damage, 17 points of damage.
Okay. And put off guard on him too. You said how much?
17 points of damage.
17.
So there's that. And it takes two actions to take out a potion and drink it, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And, yeah, one and one.
God, I feel like I need to do that. Because I'm... Well, actually, he only has one action next turn.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah, so he is going to swing out. Actually, no. He's not going to. He's going to take one action to pull out a potion. Okay. And then give Warden Spoon to Benson.
Okay.
Alright.
From the gash that he just hates. Since Grimshaw couldn't do it, hit there.
I feel like he pulls out the potion and immediately does like a bottle flip.
Yeah. Lands on the table.
Both Rakshasa immediately dead. No.
They go flying up in the air. Boom!
Camera angle just shifts around.
Benson, it is your turn.
Okay. Which
what question? The Resurrection Shards, did it take bleed damage last turn?
Yes. It did. So it needs to do it again. Let me roll the flat. Nope. Definitely didn't do the flat. So how much bleed? Two.
Yeah, he is just trickling everywhere.
Yeah, really. Can't really do anything about it either. So.
Did you take your bleed last round, Grimshaw?
My bleed?
Yeah, you have your brow is cut, remember?
Yeah.
Oh.
1d4.
1d4.
Oh, is it a d4? Okay.
You want to give me that, Jake, or you want me to roll it?
I'll roll it. One!
Yay! And then I will roll my flat check. Oh, that's terrible. It's a 14. That's worse.
Boo.
That's worse than any other number.
Honestly, I was expecting Jake to go, hey, so what are your flat checking? You're like, one. Ah, Grimshaw's down. He was one of the cops.
He was real there. Anyway, Benson, your turn.
All right, I've got some gas, but who needs it more, Elkwood or Grimshaw?
Give it to Elkwood.
Yeah, I'm below half big time.
All right, he's going to lay on hands you, so 30 points of healing.
Is that a divine ability?
Shut up.
Yep. Well, maybe. Probably.
Let me look it up.
I would assume lay on hands is a divine ability.
He's going to fake you out. He's like, oh.
No, it is not divine.
It is champion
healing, necromancy, and positive. Yeah, because that's the thing with champions these days. It doesn't have to be divine, remember?
Oh, it's true.
You can have a godless champion.
And
you're the champion of good vibes.
Just casts a divine spell or uses a divine ability.
Heck yeah.
Okay, and then you are going to show me this again. Don't
I get a plus two to my AC? Or is
yes, you get a plus
a
two
thing?
To your AC.
Yeah, you will.
Alright. Hell yeah.
Remind me again, Tim, what's the healer's gloves heal?
It is 3
Thanks.
Right, yeah, that's sounds about right.
I can pull it up real quick.
I mean, the 30 HP is fine. Like, just swing.
You sure?
Yeah, just swing.
Okay, I'll keep the gloves.
He only has one action.
I'll keep the gloves back for Grimshaw.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have healer's gloves of your own?
I do, too.
That was
I don't have them.
I need to remember, this is still the same day.
It's the same day,
No. Because we woke up for the Long Roads Coffee House. So if you haven't used exactly. in the first fight, you have it.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I use it.
Then I have my healer's gloves too. So.
Okay, right, swing good. Away. I rolled a 5 on the flat check. So. Probably going to be a hit, but not a great one. 32?
He's off guard too.
That is a hit, yeah, because he's off guard and all that, yeah.
And add a d8 to that damage.
You add a boss. Yep. Oh, good roll. And a d8, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
An 8. So 28 points of damage.
Whoa.
Damn.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Hefty thwack right there.
Yeah.
No kidding. All my right, goodness.
And
okay.
From my last action, we're just going to swing for the damn fences, because why the damn right. Not? 7 on the flat check.
Okay. You're skimming by with this flat check.
I know. I really am. That's probably, unfortunately, going to be a miss. Yeah, 24. It's a miss.
Okay. Miss, a miss. All right. So it comes to the panther head. Pantherhead is going to take a 5-foot step up to Kezra.
Oh no.
And it is going to unleash actually. Ooh. You know what? It will do that. Alright. Sorry, thinking about tactics in the middle of all this. Alright, so 2 attacks. First one is gonna be a fang. So panther jaws come chomping down on you. 36 to hit.
That's a hit.
All right.
Oh, that's exactly... because I did Dragon's Breath, I have +1 to AC, so it's not a crit.
Okay. Good shit. All right. So it's going to be 21 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
And second attack with the fang is a 34.
That's a hit.
All right. 22 points of slashing damage.
Ow.
Alright, that was his turn, Grimshaw.
So, for a second, it kind of looked like Grimshaw was gonna bolt. Like, he's over here by the couch. Things, like, he's looking, not looking great. He thinks his party's not looking great. But the... Once again, the Morningstar compels him to stay and fight. So he pops the lay on hands, which I did not realize I had.
Okay.
I know. I had 1 focus point left. I'm like, okay, cool. So I pop that. I'm able to move into off guarding position, flanking position, and I shall strike.
Have you seen that video of Hulk and Thor like passing each other in the atmosphere?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's what Benji Grimshaw just did because they switched targets.
Yeah.
10 on the flat check.
There you go.
Okay. Keep rolling 4s. So that's a miss.
Ooh. All right. Kezra, your turn.
Awesome. Kezra will cast Sure Strike. And then he just... His demeanor just changes into fury as he goes into a rage. And he will attack.
Alright.
What a goated combo. Cast a spell, then rage, then attack. Yeah.
Okay, that will be... I'm flanking. That'll be 31 to hit.
That is a hit.
Right.
Yes!
And... that will be 12 damage.
Okay.
Oh, no, I didn't do this. I also didn't do the lightning damage. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, do a flame. Yep. John, you can just rip into him right now.
So 20,
I'm a nice
20 total,
guy, Jake.
20 total damage.
20 total. Okay, got it. All right. Okie dokie. All right, is that the end of your turn?
Yep.
Okay. Next it comes to the Rakshasa's turn. So this is one that is slowed 2 right now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there are no 2 action spells that it has. So I guess it's going to...
give up.
No. It's going to use Disturbing Vision.
Shit.
So everybody make me will save.
Oh, man. Okay.
God, get some new material.
I don't.
You're seeing countless lives of the horrible things it's doing. It has plenty of material to get.
Have you seen the razor blade slot in the bathrooms? Who's shaving on an airplane?
Well, not bad though.
I'm fine.
Okay. Going left to right here, Elkwood, what'd you get?
33.
Success.
31.
Benson. Success. Grimshaw.
30.
As a success.
Oh.
Kezra.
You're muted.
29.
That is a regular success.
Whoa.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
That is the end of his turn. It's
you
no longer
made
slowed.
That up better because you're like, is a 13. Oh, wait, no. Was it a 14, Jake? You know, when you're trying to figure out the ACs of things.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Would a 15 have hit?
All right.
Elkwood.
Okay. So, first action he's going to do is chug that potion that he pulled out.
All right.
I think it's just a healing potion less.
Wait, Elkwood, you grabbed the wrong bottle. That's a 4 loco.
Temporary hit point.
But once you start, you have to finish chugging it.
You just get temporary hit points. It'd be amazing.
It is a lesser, so that's 3d6
plus 6.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I've just rolled it. I'll roll this and check, so I just don't feel like trying to figure this out.
Fair.
8 plus 6, so...
14.
I'll take it.
Since 14 he didn't have.
Yep. Yep, that's true. I'm back almost to triple digits.
All right,
that was one action. Second action, he is going to swing now.
Okay.
Because why not? Just going to kill this thing. He must kill it so badly. Oh, wait, flat check. 9. So that hits. Should hit.
Well, maybe.
A 34 to hit.
That will hit, yeah.
Okay. Whatever. Got it. 16 points damage.
Alright.
Let's see. Last time it worked really well that he's going to give Warden Spoon to Benson again.
That was a solid move.
Freaking wrecked it.
Yeah. Speaking of, it's your turn, Benson.
Okay.
Which works.
Benson is going to make an intimidation check against the sharp vulture in front of me.
Okay.
Okay. So 38.
That'll be a critical success.
Yes! So,
frightened
two. As this thing looks at Benson, like, all of a sudden, they can see the eyes through Benson's visor, and just looking right through him, and Benson just goes, "So tell me, does a being such as yourself ever experience fear?" And he's just gonna start swinging. flat check. Succeeds.
Fuck yes!
Okay. That was a 10 on the flat check and an 18 on the attack roll for 37.
Okay. Wait, for
37.
How much total? Unfortunately, still a regular hit.
Still good, though. Still good. I'll take it.
Even with the frightened 2.
Even with the frightened 2, yeah.
And off guard? No, he's not off guard anymore.
No, not off guard anymore.
Plus the D8.
Yeah.
Yep.
For a total of... Oh, not as good on the D8 roll, but still good. For a total of 21 damage.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Oh,
pretty good.
Oh, take bleed damage, by the way.
Ooh. Oh, yep.
6 bleed.
Ooh. Okay. Put that in there. Roll a flat check on this. Fail the flat check. I don't know why I roll. I have to roll natural one.
Unfortunately, I crushed the flat check on my last roll, but then it was a...
3 on the die, so no.
3 on the die. Okay.
Still, Benson's doing some work.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's really good. Alright. The Raja Rakshasa's turn. So this is the one that's in between Grimshaw and Kezra. It is going to turn around, and it is going to unload on you, Grimshaw. Because you came back in, mm-hmm. and it hates your shield and everything you stand for.
I hate everything you stand for, so the feeling's mutual.
It hisses at and growls at you because it's a panther head. Fangs. 27. Miss.
Yeah.
Claw. Miss.
Huh.
Natural 20 on the last one.
Of course. All right.
Right, okay. We got a retributive strike ready.
This is a claw, correct?
Yep. This is slashing.
Normal damage.
Normal damage? Give the friendly hug.
He just gives you a little kiss on the forehead.
Okay, that one doesn't make any sense.
Great, read it.
Just hit triple damage? Doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
It had to do with swallowing whole.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah. If it was a bite, I would have said, yeah, do it.
Man, this is on... Who's he attacking?
It's on Grimshaw.
Grimshaw's face is taking a beating. You got slashed across the brow, and now you're brow to chin.
Oh.
Oh!
Dude.
He just healed one over his forehead. He's like, God damn it!
The target takes a minus two status penalty to perception and ranged attack rolls until healed. So, double damage. And you got a big old cut on your face again.
Oh, yeah. That is 42 points of slashing damage.
30 points of slashing damage.
So 27 points of slashing damage.
This shit is so gross.
You know, I almost feel bad for Jake because we take his great crit.
I know. I
just reduce it.
Really good crit.
I don't.
He's the GM. Why would you care?
He's our natural enemy, Tim.
Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Okay. I have to keep in mind that I'm going to take some bleed damage at the end of my turn. I'm just staying up the top. I am flanking. Gonna take that strike.
Okay.
And I rolled my flat check. It was really good.
See if the trend still keeps.
The trend did not keep. This die loves the number 4. I have rolled 4 so many times tonight. So that's a miss for my first action.
All right.
It is gross.
You know what they say, 4 is the loneliest number.
Oh, it's the loneliest number that I ever rolled.
Buy a lottery ticket.
7 for my flat check. So naturally, that means my next roll is going to be a nat 20. 20.
It's going to drop my
mark. Call it
natural 20.
Oh, no. There's an 8 on the die for a miss.
Okay.
And then my last action, going to raise my shield.
Okay.
Man, I have done nothing the last, like, 3 rounds.
Yeah, I mean, you took
you're
a hit,
damage.
But, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. All right, Kezra.
Kezra is flying in a rage, so he's going to attack this guy. So, flat check.
All right.
Got it. And
all right. It is off guard.
The attack. Shit. That's 26 to hit.
That's a miss.
Second attack, flat check. 18, that's nice. Here's the attack. 19. Okay, so that will be 32 to hit.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Alright.
Can't read.
You can't read.
19 damage.
Whoa.
Alright.
And whatever. He'll attack one more time.
Okay.
Can I do something instead while I'm raging?
No.
No, you can't
cannot.
Something.
You don't suplex him. Okay, this doesn't have a concentrate. So, with his last action, he is going to attempt to aid. So he's just going to use his last action to aid.
Okay.
Doesn't matter, he's just like...
Grimshaw, kill
him! Grimshaw, hit him right there!
Why do you all keep telling me where to hit? I get performance anxiety, okay?
What was it, Jim Gaffigan, like the bowling coach? All right, kid, this time, I want you to knock down all the pins.
Okay, so this comes to the Raja Rakshasa's turn.
Actually,
so this is the one that...
it comes to me taking bleed damage.
Oh, yeah.
1d4.
D4 for you. How's two?
All right, and I actually passed on my flat check, so my brow is no longer bleeding. I can see clearly, but somehow that doesn't help.
Yep. For a second, I thought you were like, all right, take 2 damage, and I passed out.
Okay, so next is going to be the Raja Rakshasa's turn. So this is the vulture head again. It is going to...
let me guess, go invisible and run away.
No, in fact, it is not going to do that. It is instead going to run here. It turn around and go... with another Shadow Blast.
Golly gee.
I need you all to roll your saves next time.
Thought we could do it in one app.
No.
You couldn't!
All things considered, I think we're doing all right.
There you
go. I mean, speak for yourself.
Hey everyone, Kelly here, the voice of Kezra. To remind you to follow us on all of our socials and to stay up to date with DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more Dragon Punch Squad, check out our Twitch and YouTube channels, as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions and lots of memes. See you next episode.